Good evening. You're listening to KKRN Bella Vista, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain. My name is Tom Diskin, and I'll be your host for the next 2 hours. Coming up next is Intermountain Classics, our local weekly classical music program. Every Saturday from 5 to 7 p.m., Intermountain Classics features local artists and musicians with live broadcasts and interviews, as well as fine recorded music and commentary. And remember, you can comment on the show or request your favorite music by contacting me at imclassics@kkrn.org. That's imclassics@kkrn.org. Tonight's Intermountain Classics is a collection of some of my personal favorites. Some symphonic, starting with the suite from The Midsummer Night's Dream by Mendelssohn, and ending with the eerie and fantastic Symphonie Fantastique by Hector Berlioz. And some chamber music by Mozart, featuring the Budapest String Quartet, and finally, a French larghetto for horn and orchestra. So stay tuned for this very exciting program, tonight and every Saturday night, for your favorite classical music, right here on KKRN. And if you miss a program or you want to hear it again, all 2016 programs are now archived on the KKRN website, kkrn.org. These shows are all available for immediate listening. Simply go to the Intermountain Classics section of the website and look for the show you want to hear. Each show is available for immediate playback. And please consider liking Intermountain Classics on Facebook. One of the features of Intermountain Classics is to announce upcoming local concerts, plays, and other cultural attractions in the Redding and Shasta County area. Here are this week's offerings. The North State Symphony presents Melodic Attraction, the next concert of the 2015-2016 concert season. Concerts take place in Redding tonight, Saturday, February 27th, at 7:30 p.m. at the Cascade Theater, and tomorrow, Sunday, February 28th at 2 p.m. at Laxon Auditorium in Chico. The program include Mozart's overture, the opera The Magic Flute, the Violin Concerto in D Minor by Sibelius, featuring guest soloist Andrew Swords, and Brahms Symphony No. 2 in D Major. For tickets or more information, go to northstatesymphony.org or call 530-898-5984. And if you'd like to hear last week's preview program on this concert, go to the Intermountain Classics section of the KKRN website and look up the program for February 20th. That was last Saturday. The Riverfront Playhouse presents Our Town, a play by Thornton Wilder, which tells the story of the fictional American small town of Grover's Corners between 1901 and 1913 through the everyday lives of its citizens. Performances will open on March 12th and run weekends through April 9th at the Riverfront Playhouse, 1620 East Cypress Avenue in Redding. Performance times are at 7:30 p.m. Friday and Saturday evenings, and Sundays at 2 p.m. Tickets may be obtained through the Cascade Theater box office at 530-243-8877 or by going to cascadetheater.org. For more information, go to riverfrontplayhouse.net. The Shasta College Art Department and the O Street Gallery in downtown Redding come together to form a special exhibition of artworks by the Shasta College Art students now ongoing through March 18th. This exhibition highlights the creativity of the art students at Shasta College, as well as the quality and energy of the art department's programs. Included in the exhibit are paintings, sculptures, drawings, prints, photography, 2D and 3D designs, ceramics, glass, watercolors, and graphic design. The O Street Gallery is located upstairs from the Oregon Street Antique Mall at 1261 Oregon Street in Reading. This spring, Shasta College is producing the classic comedy, As You Like It, by William Shakespeare. As You Like It follows its heroine, Rosalind, as she flees persecution in her uncle's court, accompanied by her cousin Celia, to find safety and eventually love in the Forest of Arden. Performance dates are March 10th through 13th and March 17th, 18th, and 19th at the Shasta College Theater. All shows start at 7 p.m. except for the 13th, which starts at 2 p.m. For more information, call 530-242-2369 or visit shastacollege.edu/theater. Good evening and welcome to Intermountain Classics. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. Tonight, I have for you music by Mozart, Chabrier, and Mendelssohn, some of my personal favorites. I hope you enjoy tonight's program. To get things started, let's hear the famous and beautiful Midsummer Night's Dream by Felix Mendelssohn. Mendelssohn wrote the incidental music for A Midsummer Night's Dream in 1842. It was written to a commission from King Frederick William IV of Prussia, and following the success of A Midsummer Night's Dream, Mendelssohn then wrote incidental music for Sophocles' Oedipus and Jean Racine's Othello. Here is the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra of London, conducted by Paul Freeman, in Mendelssohn's suite to A Midsummer Night's Dream. Thank you. The Suite from A Midsummer Night's Dream by Felix Mendelssohn was originally written as an overture, then expanded into a suite in 1843. Featured in this recording was the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra under the baton of Paul Freeman. The String Quintet No. 3 in C Major was written by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Like all of Mozart's string quintets, it's a viola quintet in that it is scored for string quartet and an extra viola. The Budapest String Quartet with guest violist Walter Trambler is featured in this recording.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
This is Intermountain Classics on KKRN 88.5 FM, your listener-supported community radio station in Round Mountain. I'm Tom Diskin. Thanks for listening tonight. Mozart's string quintet in C major was completed less than a month before the completion of his stormy G minor quintet. This would not be the last time that a great pair of C major, G minor works of the same form would be published in close proximity. The following year, the 40th G minor and the 41st C major symphonies would be completed within a few weeks of each other. While posing as an attorney by day, French-born Emmanuel Chabrier was a brilliant composer with an instinctively colorful sensibility that helped shape French Impressionism. The Larghetto for Horn and Orchestra is a lesser-known work with rich, detailed orchestration that supports the horn's melodic line, and near the end, the horn's dialogue with members of the ensemble suggests the passage of sad words between loved ones. It is thought that perhaps as he penned this work, one of his last, Chabrier was bidding adieu to his own life.
Thank you.
This is Intermountain Classics on KKRN 88.5 FM in Round Mountain. I'm Tom Diskin. Thanks for joining me this evening. We've been listening to some personal musical favorites of mine, including the incidental music to Mendelssohn's A Midsummer Night's Dream, a string viola quintet by Mozart, and the beautiful and haunting Larghetto for horn and orchestra by French impressionistic composer Emmanuel Chabrier. Stay tuned for more music on Intermountain Classics. The second hour of our program features the beautiful Symphonie Fantastique by Hector Berlioz. So stay tuned.